Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a podcast that recaps and book clubs celebrity memoirs. We pontificate about pop culture, and sometimes, if it's a real doozy, we cry. If you have ever casually referenced Mariah Carey in therapy, then this is probably the podcast for you. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, and filmmaker, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. Now, today we are book clubbing Penny Marshall's memoir titled My Mother Was Nuts, written in 2012. Now, if you don't know Penny, you do. She was Laverne in Laverne and Shirley. She directed so many movies. She directed the movie I watch every year on my birthday, A League of Their Own, as well as the movie Big, The Preacher's Wife, so many more. She is also the sister of famed director and writer Gary Marshall. And both of them, this is such a weird fact, they played husband and wife in Hocus Pocus. He was the devil and she was the wife. There was nothing physical, but you know, still. I first read this book in 2020 when I started this podcast, and I revisited it for our episode finally because we have the perfect guest. And Penny's memoir is a great example that even the old school memoir days, when people weren't always given the juice, you could still give the juice. So let's dive in. Our guest today is the creator and showrunner of the Emmy-nominated comedy series, dare I say the greatest comedy of all time, Girls 5 Ever. Please welcome Meredith Scardino. Hi, Meredith.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. This is thrilling.
I'm so excited to have you. I feel like in my Instagram DMs 3 years ago, we decided you were going to do Penny Marshall's book.
And that's how long it takes me to read one book.
Listen, you're not alone in that.
Is it like cheating that I switched to the audiobook in the middle?
Not at all. No. Okay. Audiobooks are reading too. It's a hot debate.
I love audiobooks.
Okay, so I introduce all my guests with the story of how we first met. Meredith, do you remember the story of how we first met?
Well, I met your writing before I met you. I read your pilot for a show that was very similar to Girls 5 Eva, about a pop star that had fallen on hard times. And I was like, well, get her in the room. That's great. And so Chelsea worked on season one and was just a font of knowledge about celebrities, in particular women. And it was incredibly, incredibly useful. Also, super funny writer and wonderful person all around.
I am clipping this recording of the podcast and attaching it to my resume. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, I wanted to work on your show so bad. And what I always find, like, it feels like magical, even though it's so sad, is that you probably were going to have a New York room, except because of the pandemic, the first season was fully on Zoom, which meant me living in LA could interview for your show. But it also meant you were my first Zoom interview ever. Like, it wasn't a thing.
That was a rare gift of the pandemic, that I got to work with all these amazing people in LA that I wouldn't normally get to work with.
I just feel so thankful for that, because Girls 5 Eva is the funniest show. Meredith is the funniest person, the most incredible showrunner. And I feel, honestly, Meredith, I just feel so, like, blessed. I'm going to say blessed. I feel so blessed that I got to work with you. And when I had to, like, move on and couldn't write on the show anymore, I feel so thankful for that too, because now I get to watch. And I cannot wait for season 3. It's just one of the best shows ever, ever, ever. And yes, I'm biased. I wrote on it, but it's true. Okay, so Meredith, what made you choose, of all the books, what made you say it has to be Penny Marshall?
She's just had such a career that spans so many decades, and just was very nimble in switching from acting to directing. You know, I loved all her movies. I loved Big. I loved A League of Their Own. I remember around Christmas, maybe it was Christmas or it was the day after, my family, when I was in maybe middle school or elementary school, we all went and saw Awakenings in the theater, and it was packed. Ooh. And no one could sit together because we all had to have separate seats because it was so packed. And my sister Kim, like, we're all very emotive humans. I have a very, very loud family, and Awakenings is a really touching movie, and it's a real tearjerker. And my sister cried so loud, the whole theater could hear her wailing, and would be like, and was whispering, like, is she okay, ma'am? Do you want some water? Like,
this girl's alone.
She's alone, like, on Christmas watching Awakenings. It was a very memorable night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's read the prologue of the book. The first time I read this, I was like, I think she's the coolest person in the world. It opens with a story where she's getting robbed.
Yes.
And she basically does a stand-up routine and then repeats it for the book. So she's, like, getting robbed. They have